All right, welcome back to Predator Radio. We have an episode today on Cerakoting. We've got Tom Bacher from One Off Coating in Ohio with us. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you taking the time. So I wanted to cover some stuff with you today. This is probably going to be a little bit shorter than our normal podcast, but I think it's important. Seems like Cerakoting, customization, all that stuff is big with rifles right now, especially in the Predator industry. And I want to kind of go over the pick your brain on the process, what all is entailed in it, what somebody's concern should be, what they should look for, kind of all that stuff. But before we do that, can you kind of give us a rundown on who you are, what you do, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so my name is Tom Bacher. I'm the owner here at One Off Coating. We've been doing this since about 2017. Started out as just a small little garage shop, just like, you know, most small businesses do. And we're in a 5,000 square foot facility now, and got a couple of CNC machines and a laser engraver, and, you know, about five guys or so working in here. We do production Cerakote. We do slide milling. We do some manufacturing, and then the laser engraving.
Awesome. So I know Cerakoting isn't super new, but it hasn't been around for a super long time either. I mean, I know when I feel like when I first got into this, it was people were like rattle cannon stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
For custom design and everything. And we've kind of evolved into this Cerakoting. What exactly is the – because a lot of people, I think, have some concerns about having that done to their gun. What's the process in Cerakoting? Like, what exactly is Cerakoting?
Sure. So Cerakote itself is a two-part ceramic paint, basically. You've got the Cerakote itself, and then you have a catalyst that you mix with it. And then it gets oven cured. So, you know, if you take something like rattle canning, it can look cool. You just leave everything assembled, just kind of spray over the whole thing. I mean, it's good if you need just a quick camo, you know, something to literally just disguise the rifle a little bit. Cerakoting is actually refinishing your gun, you know, so your gun is going to be completely disassembled. Everything's sandblasted, degreased, stripped down, then the Cerakote is applied. The Cerakote's only right around, if applied properly, it's about a thousandth of an inch thick. So generally, mm-hmm. You can even do, you know, internal components, threads, stuff like that without having to do any cleanup afterwards. So look at it as, you know, spray paint is just kind of a Band-Aid, and Cerakote, you're actually refinishing your parts.
And it's doing every surface. So if you have like a slide on I know we're mostly talking about rifle stuff here, but if you do like a slide on a handgun, it's the inside, everything.
Yeah, it's everything. And actually, in a lot of cases, it's actually a lot slicker than whatever coating is on it from the factory. It's usually an upgrade as far as even on something like a bolt and a bolt gun or something like that. You know, if you throw some like Elite Series Cerakote on that, it's going to smooth up your action a lot. It's going to be nice and smooth.
Oh, okay. All right. So the gun is completely broke down. It's applied, and then the heat process is like to set it, cure it?
Correct, yeah.
And then how durable is it after that?
So Cerakote is extremely durable. It's especially durable towards, it's very corrosion resistant. It's scratch resistant as well. A lot of manufacturers, like you've seen in the last couple of years, I mean, a lot of guns you can buy in factory Cerakote finishes now. And I mean, the reason for that, other than consistency, is generally more consistent in its appearance than something like anodizing. So you have way more color options. There's literally hundreds of colors you can choose. And then the durability compared to something like anodizing, just for an example, you could take something with Cerakote, dunk it in whatever chemical you want. You can literally take a bucket of it, dump Cerakote in there, and it won't touch the stuff. If it's applied properly. I think the reason a lot of people in the past have been on the fence about getting their own guns Cerakoted is Cerakote is only as good as the applicator. So there's a lot of, you know, garage type shops, and nothing against that. That's how we started. But there's a lot of guys that are skipping a lot of crucial steps when they're applying Cerakote, and you know, people are getting their guns back and it flakes or it scratches or it just isn't on there at all. There's bare surfaces. So, you know, if it's applied properly, Cerakote is an awesome product.
And once you get it back, I mean, you should be able to treat the gun as you would have before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I absolutely. I mean,
cleaning chemicals, all that kind of stuff.
All that kind of stuff, yeah. Okay. I mean, you can beat it up as much as you want. It's, the second it comes out of the oven and it's cooled off, it's completely cured, right? So there's no, you know, you don't have to let it sit for a couple of days after you get it back, let it harden or anything like that. As soon as it comes out of the oven, it's good to go. It's chemical resistant. It's scratch resistant. It's, yeah.
So what should people look for if, like, I know your company, I think you've kind of moved up to where you're doing stuff for manufacturers and not individuals, right?
Right.
But yeah,
so, I mean, we started out doing individual projects. I mean, that's, you know, one-off coding, right? That's the name. So started doing one-off projects and, I don't know, as time went on, we just switched over to doing, you know, production runs for manufacturers. And that's mainly what we do now.
If somebody wants to get a gun Cerakoted, though, not looking at specific places, but what should they be looking for? Is there different levels of, I mean, is Cerakote? Is it like when you have your car painted, all the different options of good, better, best? Like, what should somebody look for if they're wanting to have a gun done? What kind of questions should they be asking the place before they send their rifle off and have it done?
My very first step, if I was an individual looking to have a gun coated or have a knife coated anything, I would actually go to Cerakote.com. They have a find applicator resource on their website. And so basically, if you go through Cerakote training and you become Cerakote certified, you end up on their map, on their website. So, you know, in your area, you could type in your zip code, find all the shops, and then start your research from there. So, I mean, my first step, just like with anything else, would be to go through, look at their reviews on Google, you know, see if, because there are some shops that, you know, their lead times might be crazy. You might not get your stuff back for 12 months or, you know, say you're going hunting on a hunting trip in a few weeks and you're going to need it back. Like, you know, see if they offer any sort of expediting. You can start comparing prices. And then from there, I mean, you could start calling shops up and, you know, maybe ask them some of the details about the process, you know, make sure that everything's going to be disassembled. Everything's going to be degreased. Everything's going to be sandblasted, you know, going to be cured at the correct temperature for the color that they're using and the substrate. That's where I would start. Okay. I think a lot of information for someone that is maybe just looking into this. I mean, I would, with the information I just said, you know, I would think that someone at that point had already done some Google research, kind of sure. Learned about Cerakote a little bit. But
what you talk about lead time. So I always feel like when I'm shopping for something, the person that can, if it's like a one-off thing like this, I feel like the person that can do it today may not be the best person because they're not busy. Like, what is a reasonable, for like a one-off place, what is a reasonable lead time? Like, how far are most shops backed up? It's summer of 2023 when we're doing this, so.
Yeah, you know, like right it can now, vary so running. Much. It can vary so much, man. I know some shops, you know, Cerakote might not be their main focus. So you might send stuff to them. You might get it back in 4 to 6 months. At the same time, you know, touching on what you said though, there are some shops that do kind of what we do. They do production work and you can send in your individual parts and they'll batch it in with production runs. So you might literally get your stuff back in a week and it comes from a very legitimate shop and you know, it's done correctly. Yeah. So, I mean, it can really go either way, man. But yeah, you're totally right. You know, if you find, you know, some random guy, oh yeah, you know, I'm not busy. There's probably a reason he's not busy and you know, why he can knock it out that day. Yeah, so
that's always my concern.
Yeah.
So when you have the Cerakoting put on, can it be touched up? Like, so say you do a handgun and I see you do like slide milling. So for like optics, So if I had a gun Cerakoted and then you milled it for the optic, is that going to mess up the Cerakote? Does anything have to be redone?
So, So, you know, like on a slide, we have an option on our website where you can choose no finish, where, you know, you send your slide in, whether it be nitride, Cerakote, whatever's on it. We would mill it for the optic and then send it back to you, which is bare metal. There's really no good way for us to go in and only coat the portion that's been cut out. So, you know, generally we recommend people to have the whole thing refinished, just to avoid any rust on that milled surface. But it, you know, as far as touch up with like, say you get scratches, stuff like that, and it's really bugging you, touch up with Cerakote is not, I won't say it's not possible, but generally you have to just redo it.
Just redo the whole part. Yeah. What if you already have your slide done and you cut into it, like to have something milled? That cut doesn't have to be re-Cerakoted, right? You can put the optic right over the bare metal, or does there need to be a finish in there?
There needs to be a finish in there. Or you'll get corrosion in there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then I also noticed it's kind of cool. I noticed you do laser engraving.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. How does that work versus on Cerakoting versus not, and just the laser engraving in general?
Yeah. So we've got a 30 watt fiber laser here. So most of what we do is metal parts. A lot of what we do is just surface marking. So companies will send us parts. They could either be finished with Cerakote, or a lot of times they're also anodized. So you know, if you look at, say, your housing on like an optic or on a IR laser or something like that, you know, say it's black, tan, whatever color it is, and then all your white markings on there are generally applied with a fiber laser. They're actually just burnt through the anodizing or Cerakote, showing the aluminum, and that's what that white mark is on there. So, you know, with our laser, we run a pretty cool setup. We have kind of a quick change system with pallets on it where, you know, we get a batch of one specific part in, we can set the laser up really quick, run a bunch of parts right then and there, swap it over to the next part. And, you know, we run in that capacity. The other thing that we do with it that's pretty cool is we offer like a full package on our website for Glocks, where we do all the slide milling, and then we take in your frame and we Cerakote it and actually laser stipple the polymer on your frame. So we can actually, we can actually deep engrave into Glock polymer frames and put patterns on there.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, I've got your website up on our other screen here. It looks like you offer some really cool stuff. On oneoffcoating.com. So yeah, that's really neat. Is there anything else that, I mean, people can choose like all these different patterns, like, what all is your options with when you're doing, like, I see some of this multicam and digital stuff. Those are just layers of that coating over top of each other.
Yeah, exactly. So
it almost looks like the, it's the same definition. Almost is like, almost like the hydro dipping. Like it looks like you can get into some really graphic stuff with it.
You can do some pretty, pretty intricate designs with it. You're maybe not going to get quite the same as a hydro dip, but you're going to have much more durable, more durability than hydro dip. But yeah, I mean, you can go anything from single color stuff to basically anything you want, as far as pattern goes. And that's maybe something for people to look for as well. You know, if they find an applicator, maybe start comparing pricing a little bit too, because, you know, something like a single color job is going to be much less expensive than say something like a traditional multicam that has, you know, seven colors in it. But you want to make sure that people aren't, you know, price gouging as well. There's kind of a, across the nation, there's, I won't say a standard pricing, but everyone is fairly similar. You know, if you're sending in a three-piece builder set, you'll be able to just Google different Cerakote shops, even if they aren't local to you, and find, you know, kind of a standard price. But yeah, on as far as the designs go, so Cerakote itself is, like I said earlier, very chemical resistant. And once it's fully cured, if you were to put another layer of Cerakote over top of it, it will just flake right off. So, yeah, so to get the patterns, what we're doing is you're spraying the first color and you're just flashing it out in the oven just enough where you can touch it and handle it. And then we run a special high temp vinyl, you know, so we'll run it through the stencil cutter or through the vinyl cutter for whatever stencils we're going to be using, apply that first layer, paint over it, so on and so forth for as many layers as you need.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, man, I think we've covered about everything I can think of. Is there anything you can think of we left out?
I mean, that sounds like that sounds like a pretty good beginner's guide. Okay. You know, if you've been on the fence about it, I think it's definitely something worth trying out.
Yeah. I know I've got a couple, my DNA gun is Cerakoted and, you know, we've hunted together, so you know how I am kind of rough on stuff, and I'm really surprised how well, I mean, I'm using it 3-4 nights a week, 52 weeks out of the year, throwing it in and out of the truck.
Yeah.
6-8 times a night. Where I clamp into the rail, it's getting a little chewed up on the integrated rail, but that's going to happen, I think, with anything. I'm really surprised how well it's held up. I mean, there's, it's not really showing any wear and tear anywhere else other than there. So it seems like it's a great, great, great thing. I'll probably have some stuff to send you. I got a Daniel Defense that I wanted in tan and they only had black. So I'm going to send it to you and see if you can change it to the color I wanted.
We can do that, man.
Awesome. Well, Tom, I really appreciate it. We'll need to get together and shoot some coyotes here soon since you're local. And I want to thank everybody for listening. This is one of our shorter podcasts, but we're going to be doing more of these. We're going to be keeping them right around the 20-minute mark. And hopefully you can get through them quicker and we can bring you the information you need. Don't forget to check out Predator Academy on YouTube. We're going to be cross-posting some of that stuff to there. And then don't forget our sponsors. Thermal Optics Plus really helps us out with our optics. DNA Firearms hooks us up with stuff. And without them, we wouldn't be able to bring you this stuff. They really help us out. So don't forget to support the small guys like that. And then One-Off Coatings, Tom. I mean, he's a local small business, kind of doing some big stuff, but at the end of the day, he's a small business. And oneoffcoating.com if you want to kind of look at what he does. And Tom, thanks again for your time. We really appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Thanks, buddy.
See you, man.